Juan Miguel Gonzalez takes his son back to Cuba.
They're happy to go to hunt. Thank you.
The Supreme Court makes an important abortion ruling and says the Boy Scouts can bar gay leaders.
We happen to believe that homosexual conduct is wrong.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Six-year-old Elian Gonzalez is on his way home to Cuba right now. The Supreme Court refused to review the case, so Elian and his father boarded a Learjet for Havana soon after a lower court injunction blocking their departure expired.
They're happy to go to hunt. Thank you.
Juan Miguel Gonzalez made a brief statement at Dulles Airport, mostly in Spanish. He expressed his gratitude and said he's known very brilliant, wonderful people in this country and hopes in the future that his country and the United States can have this kind of positive relationship. The feelings are negative in Little Havana. The boys' Miami relatives and their supporters wept as TV pictures showed the plane taking off. Roger Bernstein is one of their lawyers.
I hope Elian will come back to the United States as a free man and hopefully not on a raft with his father.
In Havana this evening, they're preparing a low-key welcome home.
Great day. Biggest day we are waiting for long weeks and long months. But we knew that it was going to happen.
I think every people here in Cuba is very happy about this. Because that is a victory for us.
The Castro regime has urged people to be calm and dignified. Now this.
I play a lot of tennis. Three sets of serves and volleys used to make my muscles sore for several days. Now I use sports cream before and after each match. Sports cream relieves pain fast. In fact, it's been clinically proven to significantly relieve muscle soreness for frequent exercisers like me. So now I won't pay a painful price for chasing down a topspin lob.
Hey, it's your serve, partner.
Plus, sports cream doesn't have a medicine-y odor. Did I mention I play mixed doubles?
Sports cream. Clinically proven to relieve muscle soreness. Use as directed.
You want it? You got it. You want it? Baby, just bust a move.
I wanted to chill, but making all of my travel arrangements was freaking me out. So I went to Priceline.com, where you can name your own price for some dope airfare, a hip hotel, a fly rental car. You want some of this? Then you know what to do, dog. Bust a move.
Airline tickets, hotel rooms, and rental cars. Name your own price only at Priceline.com.
The Supreme Court ended its term today with a significant ruling on abortion, striking down a Nebraska law that banned certain late-term abortions. Dan Stenberg is the state's attorney general.
The real effect of this decision is that the states are nearly powerless to prohibit any form of abortion, no matter how barbarous, no matter how unjustified.
CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen joins us live. Andrew, is this decision as sweeping as Stenberg believes?
No, I don't think so. I think all the decision does is tell states that if they're going to try to limit abortions, they have to write their statutes narrowly to distinguish the types of abortions they want to prohibit from those protected under Roe versus Wade.
The narrowness of the court's vote, 5-4, certainly has implications for the future.
That's right. While there is now a majority on the court that recognizes a constitutional right to abortion under Roe, all it would take to jeopardize that coalition would be for a single justice to retire next term under a Republican administration.
Voting 6-3, the high court has upheld Colorado's bubble law, which established an 8-foot zone between women seeking abortions and protesters outside abortion clinics.
Let me show you what your options are, Mom. Don't kill this child. We can help you, Mom!
The court says the right to avoid unwanted communication sometimes outweighs the right to free speech. The Boy Scouts won a victory today when the Supreme Court upheld their right to bar homosexuals from being scout leaders.
Here you have a private organization, and the private organization needs to be able to choose what kind of views it's going to foster and who it's going to associate with in pursuit of those views.
John Eastman of the Claremont Center for Constitutional Jurisprudence filed a brief in support of the Boy Scouts' position. The case involved New Jersey scout leader James Dale, who was kicked out when he came out. Dale says he's saddened by the ruling.
Dinosaurs became extinct because they didn't evolve, and I think the Boy Scouts are making themselves extinct, and that's a very sad thing.
Interest rates are unchanged after the latest meeting of the Federal Reserve policymakers, but Marshall Loeb of CBS Market Watch notes that the Fed issued a warning.
It is willing to act and raise interest rates when there are clear signs that they perceive of inflation. That is not a forecast that they will raise interest rates the next time around. One just does not know.
Stocks were higher today. The Dow gained 23 points to close at 10,547. The NASDAQ jumped 81 points to 3,940. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Men
are simple. They like
beer.
Why?
Beer good.
Women prefer Arbor Mist, a scrumptious marriage of great tasting wine with a splash of fruit. So what happens when a man,
me, man,
tries new Arbor Mist Cranberry Twist White Merlot?
Heavens, luscious fruit, delectable wine. Arbor Mist tastes smashing.
More.
Well, it's a start. Arbor Mist. Great tasting wine, a splash of fruit. Can't resist the mist. Arbor Mist Winery, Canandaigua, New York.
Days Inn reservations.
I'd like a room at every Days Inn hotel, please.
Sir, there are more than 1,900.
Whatever it takes to win the Chevy Venture minivan.
Oh, in our Days Inn Lucky Stay Instant Win game.
Yeah.
You could also win a fantasy vacation.
I know.
But it only takes one lucky stay.
Let's start with the A's. Days Inn Aberdeen,
uh-huh.
Alameda,
uh-huh.
Abilene, Albuquerque.
Call 1-800-DAYS-INN. There you go.
No purchase necessary. Must be U.S. resident 18 or over to participate. Game ends September 4th. Void where prohibited. See official rules at participating Days Inn hotels or call 973-496-2146. Chevy and Venture are registered trademarks of General Motors Corporation.
Patrick Flores, the Roman Catholic Archbishop of San Antonio, has been held hostage in his office all day by a man claiming to have a hand grenade. Police say they're negotiating with the man. House Democrats staged a brief walkout today as Republicans move toward a vote on their prescription drug plan for seniors.
The Republican plan is a sham. It's a hoax. It's a political fig leaf.
Minority Leader Dick Gebhardt was angered because Democrats were blocked from offering their alternative, a more expensive plan that would offer direct prescription drug coverage under Medicare. The Republican proposal, which President Clinton threatens to veto, would blend private insurance with federal subsidies. The president held a news conference today, and one reporter threw him a curve. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller has the story.
It almost seemed to stump Mr. Clinton when he was asked whether the smarter candidate would always make the best president.
That's a dead bang loser, isn't it? No matter what I say, I'm in a big hole.
After an uncharacteristically long pause, Mr. Clinton said intelligence counts, but that curiosity is also profoundly important. Without mentioning candidates Bush or Gore by name, he did say that no president should just get the best advisors he can and merely rely on whatever they say to do. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Nortel Networks presents A Minute on the Internet.
I'm Alan Weber, founding editor of Fast Company magazine. The best way to keep your staff happy is to treat your employees like customers. If you can customize a web page for a client, why not customize a web page for your workers? A new development in the world of company intranets is the People Portal. What's that? A fun, easy-to-navigate, personalized start page for everyone in your organization. In addition to corporate news and project tools, a People Portal also features links of interest to the employee, like news headlines, stock quotes, and weather reports. By addressing your staff as real people, parents, consumers, community members, you can change the way workers relate to their colleagues and to your company.
A Minute on the Internet is made possible by Nortel Networks. We're building the new high-performance internet with the quality and reliability you demand to make your business more profitable. Visit NortelNetworks.com.
Don't expect X-rated movies the next time you stay in an Omni hotel. Starting this weekend, the chain will do away with adult movies in the 30 hotels it owns and operates and will encourage 10 franchise operators to do the same. The move will cost Omni $4 million in lost revenue and equipment replacements, but a spokeswoman says company owner Bob Rowling was very uncomfortable with the late-night entertainment, and she just didn't feel it was right to profit from adult movies. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, June 28th, 2000. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.